fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Faster, boy, faster. I'll Silver.
Jake Peasley didn't like people, and he didn't want friends. He built his house several miles from town so he wouldn't have to tolerate neighbors. His face was grooved by lines that formed a permanent scowl. As he came from the house and saw his 19-year-old son dozing indolently on the porch, his scowl grew deeper.
Lazy, good for nothing. He must get it from his mother. When I was his age, I was doing a full day's work. No, wake up. Mac, wake up, you lazy hound.
What's the matter?
Get up, you good for nothing. 19 years old and too doggone lazy to stand on your oversized feet.
Let me alone, Paul. Can't you let me rest?
Get up and finish patching the roof. There's rain in the air.
So that's why you're so grouchy. Rain in the air makes your joints ache, and you take it out on me.
You lazy as they come. I don't know why your ma had to die and leave me with a job of raising you. If you weren't my son,
I'm tired, Paul. I was up late last night.
Yeah, no later than me. Now get up and patch that roof. We'll have rain inside of 24 hours.
Why can't Jim Kilray patch the roof? You're paying him to work around here.
He's feeding the chickens. When he's done with that, he's got some killing to split and logs to saw.
I'll be glad when we're rid of Jim Kilray. He's always showing off how much work he can do. I hear horses coming this way.
Over there. There's two of them.
Paul, one of their men's masked.
I see it.
Paul, maybe I better go inside and pass your gun out
to
you.
Shut up. Stay where you are.
One's a redskin. Oh, maybe they aim to rob us.
Quiet. What do you want here?
You're Jake
Peasley. That's my name. What about it? What's the idea of the mask?
Looking for Jim Kilray.
So he's in cahoots with you. He's turned outlaw, huh?
Shut up, Matt.
I don't think Jim Kilray is an outlaw. Do you hear?
What do you want of him?
I promised some of his friends that I'd look him up.
Well, he's
busy. I've got the chickens all fed, Mr. Peasley. We can spend.
Oh. Kilray. You know this gent?
No, sir. Well, he's masked.
Hello, Jim.
He's one of your outlaw friends.
Well, I...
Jim, Sam Hawkins sends his best wishes.
Sam? Do you know him?
Yeah. And Granny Garvin wants to be remembered to you.
Granny Garvin?
I have a few letters from other friends in Riverbend here.
Oh, gee. Mr. Peasley, the people he mentioned were my best friends.
Yeah.
Were they outlaws, too?
No. Don't pay any attention to Matt Peasley, mister. Where are the letters?
Over in my saddlebag. Come on, we'll get them.
Yes, sir.
You get to fixing that roof, Matt. You along.
Golly, mister, that's a swell horse.
I think he is. Oh, this is Tonto, Jim.
How, Jim?
Howdy, Tonto. Oh, do you know my friends back at River Bend?
Well, me know some of them.
I'll get your letters, Jim.
Yes, sir.
You're not very curious about my mask.
Well, I figure it's none of my business.
How do you like working for Peasley?
Oh, it's all right.
How did you happen to hitch up with him?
Well, you see, my father used to travel through this part of the country before he died. He knew Jake Peasley.
Oh?
And then when Mother died, I wanted to get away from River Bend, so I came out here. I looked Mr. Peasley up, and he gave me a job.
I see. Well, here are your letters, Jim. Oh,
thanks. Well, it sure will be fine to hear from the people I knew in River Bend.
You were pretty young when you left there.
It's past 16.
And you've put 13 notches in your gun in 1 year.
I guess Billy the Kid did more than that. Besides, it's only 12.
12?
Sure. I ought to know.
You, Jim, that killing's waiting to be split.
Oh, I guess I better go. Thanks for the letters.
You're welcome, Jim. Oh, the folks back home would be glad to see you. Steady, Silver. Come on, Tonto. Adios, Jim.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
So long. Golly, I'd like to know him better. He sure wore a fine pair of six guns.
Jim!
Coming, Mr. Peasley. Wonder why he said there were 13 notches on my gun. He didn't. Why, he was right. Where'd this 13th notch come from?
The Lone Ranger's camp was in a small woods between the Peasley Ranch and town. The masked man and Tonto made a small lean-to out of evergreen boughs to shelter them from the impending rain. The lean-to was finished, and darkness had begun to gather when Dan Reed arrived.
Oh, oh, boy. Oh, Victor. Oh, oh.
You late, Dan.
Golly, I'm sorry. I hope you weren't worried about me.
Oh, it's all right, Dan. We told you to stay in town as long as you wanted to.
I thought I had a lot of time, so I practiced cutting sign on a trail that I found. Steady, Victor.
Me unsaddle him,
Dan. Oh, thanks, Tonto.
What kind of a trail did you find, Dan?
Well, at first it was just the track of a horseman. I might be wrong, but it looked as if there'd been some kind of trouble.
What do you mean, Dan?
The man I was following met two riders coming from the other direction. The three stopped and talked for some time.
How you know they talked for some time, Dan?
I could see where the horses had pawed the ground.
Oh.
Hear that thunder?
Yes, we're in for some rain.
What else you see in tracks, Dan?
Well, it looked as if the man I followed had run into trouble.
How that?
Well, there were boot marks on the ground. It looked as if the men had dismounted and had a struggle. Then, when the horses went away from there, one of them was led.
Oh, so you think feller get captured, huh?
Yes.
Did the tracks lead toward town?
No. They headed in a new direction.
Maybe, Dan, you just make up story out of tracks.
I wish you could go there tomorrow, Tonto. You'd see a lot more than I did.
The tracks won't be there tomorrow, Dan. The rain will wash them out.
I might have been imagining things. I was thinking about murder after hearing all about one in town.
Murder?
Yes. Someone named Peterson was killed last night. No one seemed to like him.
Did it happen in town?
Near town. He was found near Croydon's cave. The sheriff was getting ready to go after the murderer. I stayed around to watch the deputy sworn in.
Sheriff know who killed him?
I guess so, Tonto. I heard the sheriff say that the murderer was just like Billy the Kid.
And did you hear his name?
No, but someone said he'd already killed a dozen men. He had 12 notches on his gun.
12 notches?
Yes. The sheriff said he'd hang for the 13th notch.
Kemosabe, you hear that?
Tonto, get the horses.
Oh, want to do it.
What's the matter?
Saddle up, Dan. There's something wrong.
Sheriff, I swear I don't know how that 13th notch came to be on the handle of my gun.
Who would cut a notch if you didn't, Kilray?
Well, anyone could have done it. I had it in the gunsmith's for repairs. I just got it yesterday. Mr. Peasley knows I was surprised when I found that extra notch. I spoke to you about it, Mr. Peasley.
That's right, Sheriff. Kilray mentioned it to me this afternoon.
I'm not arresting you on the strength of that notch, Jim. You admit that you were near Croydon's cave last night.
Well, I often ride by there on my way back from town.
You admit this roll came from your spur?
Yes.
Well, it was found within 5 feet of Peterson's body at the mouth of the cave. You admit this diary is yours in your own handwriting.
Well, why should I deny it? Someone stole it and left it near the dead man to frame me.
Ah, they all say they was framed.
Well, I have been framed. I didn't kill Peterson. I didn't even know he was dead.
Sheriff, I think maybe Jim Kilray's telling the truth.
Sorry, Peasley, but I gotta take him in. There's evidence enough to hang him.
But, Sheriff, I had no reason to kill Peterson.
Didn't he stick out his foot and trip you into the mud in front of the store the other day?
Yes, but
didn't you call him for it and tell him you'd cut him down if he tried it again?
But that was no murder threat.
It'll do for a motive till a stronger motive comes along.
But there are a lot of men with more cause to kill Peterson. How about Jackson? He's sore at Peterson for the lies he told to Sally. And Daniels always hated Peterson for a land swindle. And what about Stevens? He told Peterson he'd shoot him if he caught him stealing chickens again.
Those gents don't carry a dozen notches on their guns.
But, Sheriff...
Come on, Kilray. You can have your say in court. Take him along, deputy.
Right. Come on, Kilray.
I'm sorry about this, Jim.
But you don't think I'm guilty, do you, Mr. Peasley?
No, Jim. I don't think you are. I'll hire a lawyer for you. I'll go as far as the porch with you, Sheriff.
My horse is in the shed in back.
My men have got your horse saddled up for you. He's out there with the others.
Come on, Kilray.
Get him in the saddle, and I'll be right with you.
Right.
Sorry, Peasley. I hate to take your hired help.
Can't be helped, Sheriff.
We'll take that man.
Hey, what's going on?
Trouble.
Hey, hold on. What's the idea?
They got the prisoner.
This way, Jim. You're traveling with us.
Stop him. Get him.
What's going on there? Who are these newcomers?
Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout.
Before the astonished lawmen could recover from their surprise, the sudden appearance of strangers, the Lone Ranger and Tonto flanked Jim Kilray's horse and raced away with the young captive between them.
Come on, Silver!
They raced across the rain-soaked ground toward the distant woods. A few minutes later, they arrived in camp.
Oh, Silver! Oh, Scout!
In the uncertain light of a small, well-sheltered fire, the Lone Ranger faced Jim Kilray and the lean-to at camp.
Now I know you. You're the one that brought those letters from the East.
Yes, that's right, Jim.
But why'd you do this? What have you got against me? You put me in a worse spot than ever.
Why?
Well, now the lawmen will be dead certain that I killed Peterson. They'll think I'm in cahoots with a masked man.
That's a chance we'll have to take. The hope of proving you innocent.
You think I'm innocent?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Because, Jim, I know quite a bit about you.
Oh. Yeah, that's so. You know some of my friends back home in River Bend.
Yes.
Then I guess you know why I left there. They all thought I was a sort of weak sister because I wouldn't fight a gun duel.
You left before you learned that none of your friends held that against you. Your friends want you back.
That's what was said in some of those letters you brought me.
You see, Jim, I know that you never shot anyone. Those notches on your gun didn't mean a thing.
No, they didn't.
You made it a point as soon as you got here to establish yourself as a gunman. Second Billy the Kid.
Well, I figured that if people were afraid of me, they wouldn't call on me to draw.
But it was that very reputation you worked so hard to establish that made it possible for someone to frame you for Peterson's murder.
Yeah, I know it.
I brought you here to ask you to admit that you never shot anyone. Tell the jury that the notches meant nothing. In the meantime, we'll get witnesses from Riverbend.
Do you think I'd do that?
You'll have to.
I won't have to. I won't do it. Well, they'd never let me hear the end of it. They'd make me a laughing stock.
Jim, justice is swift out here. There's evidence enough to find you guilty.
How do you know?
I overheard some of the conversation in Peasley's house.
Well, then let them find me guilty. I'd sooner go to jail than let everyone know that I faked those gun notches.
But golly, Jim, you won't go to jail. They'll hang you.
Oh. Well, all right, then. Let them hang me. I'd just as soon be dead as to be shown up as a four-flusher.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The sheriff and his deputies knew that it was hopeless to pursue Jim Kilray and the masked man who made off with him in the steady downpour of rain that made the night pitch black. The lawmen sat in their office, fuming about the loss of their prisoner.
Yeah, the worst of it is we won't have no tracks to follow when daybreak comes. This rain will wash them all away.
Well, there's one thing, Sheriff.
What's that?
At first, I thought Jim Kilray might have told the truth, because there are at least four men with more cause to kill Peterson than Jim had.
Yeah.
But his rescue by that masked man, the Redskin, shows he's got outlaw pals.
Hmm. Are you sure about seeing that mask?
Dead sure.
I seen it too, Sheriff.
Well, I'll form a posse in the morning. We'll start a manhunt.
How do you feel about Kilray, Sheriff?
Well, there's evidence to hang him, Lem. But he could have been framed. It's for a jury to decide.
Kilray.
You here?
Hello, Sheriff.
Get your hands up.
You can lower your gun, Sheriff. You've already got my only shooting iron.
Who are those friends that took you away from my deputies?
Sheriff, I'm here to surrender and face trial. I've got nothing more to say.
Jim's trial began 2 days later and moved with speed that was characteristic of the frontier. Witness after witness took the stand as the web of circumstance was woven.
He showed me 12 notches on his gun. I'd never dare to cross a second Billy the Kid.
I heard him threaten Peterson. He said that...
That's his diary, all right enough.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed examined every inch of the ground near Croydon's cave.
If you only find something to point to someone else.
Well, there are plenty of other men have reason.
I know of at least three.
Mr. Stevens told Peterson he'd fix him if he didn't stop stealing chickens.
Yes, and a man named Jackson nearly lost his sweetheart because of lies that Peterson told. And Peterson swindled Jack Daniels out of a valuable piece of land.
They all had more reason to kill Peterson than Jim Kilray had. Jim's no more guilty than I am. Do you think they'll find him guilty?
He's established himself as a gunman, Dan, and he's determined to stick to that reputation. Unless we do something, he'll probably pay with his life.
Look at Tonto. Tonto, have you found something?
Kemosabe.
Yes.
Maybe this means something.
Can you see anything there?
Rain must wash away all sign. Here, big trees shelter ground. Here, Mark, are three horses.
Three horses?
Look like them lead one horse. Look here.
Where?
Here. Here, faint marks.
Like the ones I told you about, remember? I told you I found signs of a scuffle on the trail
Dan,
area.
Where is that place?
Over that way, near a big rock. I can show you.
The horses came from that direction. Mount up. Here, Silver.
Come on, Victor. We're traveling.
Steady, Scout. Steady.
Dan, you take the lead. Steady,
right.
Big fella.
Come on, Victor.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto made new investigations, then hurried back to town. They approached the open windows of the small, crowded courthouse while the jury was out.
Dan, notice the three men, Jackson, Daniels, and Stevens.
I see them.
You know what you're to let them hear?
Yes. I haven't forgotten our plan.
Me take care of Sheriff.
That's right, Tonto.
There's Jake and Matt Peasley sitting right in front.
Yes, I see them.
Oh, golly. The jury's coming in.
Looks bad for Kilray.
There's a hanging jury if I ever seen one.
Well, they say he had 12 notches on his gun.
He'll hang for the 13th notch.
He should hang. He's a killer, right?
Order! Order in the court.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have.
Let the foreman stand and read the verdict.
Your Honor, we find the defendant, James Kilray, guilty of murder in the first degree as charged.
James Kilray, you will stand and face the court.
Yes, sir.
You've been found guilty as charged in the indictment. I therefore sentence you to be taken to the jail and held there until the 10th of this month. Then, between the hours of sunrise and noon, to be taken from that jail and hanged by the neck until dead. Yes, may God have mercy on your soul.
Hold your seats until the person's taken out.
Hold still.
Thank you. That evening, while most of the men discussed the case in the cafe, the sheriff paced the floor of his house. The lawman wasn't satisfied. There was something about Jim Kilray's manner, his refusal to speak, that made the sheriff uncertain of his guilt.
Yeah, hate to hang an innocent man. Let the real killer get away with it. Checked on Daniels, no alibi. Jackson, no alibi. None for several others that had motives. What the... Thought I heard something.
Who is it?
Here I am, Sheriff.
What the...
I don't go for a gun.
Masked. Boy, thunder.
Sheriff, I want to find the man who murdered Peterson. Kilray didn't do it.
Where did you say that? Answer me. Why?
I don't think Peterson was killed at Croydon's cave.
You don't? Listen here.
There
you...
might be clues to the killer at the real scene of the murder.
You think it was done somewhere else and the body moved to the cave?
It's possible. Of course, the rain washed out most of the tracks, but still...
Hold on. Ain't you the one that made off with Kilray when we arrested him with pieces?
Yes.
Well,
Sheriff,
you...
listen to me. I want your help.
What do you want of me?
Soon after I leave you, an Indian will come to show you where to go. In the meantime, I'm going to take the prisoner out of jail.
Two men were on guard at the jail. They sat in a room adjoining the barred cell. From time to time, one of the deputies looked in on Jim Kilray.
Is he sleeping yet?
No, he's just sitting there on the edge of his bunk.
Someone's rolled up outside.
Maybe the sheriff checking on things before he turns in.
Mass, don't reach for that.
You.
It's a jailbreak, boys. Don't make trouble and you won't get hurt.
I'll see.
Unlock
here,
that door.
We'll get you and you'll hang alongside a killer.
Unlock the door.
Hey, what's the idea? You're just making trouble for yourself.
Steady, Jim. Hurry with that lock.
I am.
There's a horse waiting outside, Jim.
You'll regret this, mister.
Come on, Kilray.
Right.
You won't get far, Kilray. We'll fetch you back.
You can't do more than hang me.
We sure will hang you, though.
Now, you two stay inside. If you stick your heads out, you might stop lead. Dan, you know your part?
Yes.
All the men we want are in the cafe. Now get going.
Right.
Come on, Kilray. Steady, big fella. Get going.
But where are you headed?
Save the questions. Come on, Silver.
Get up there.
The cafe was filled with men discussing the trial. Jackson, Stevens, and Daniels were there, and so was the judge, who sat alone. Jake Peasley leaned on the bar.
Yes, sir. I'll miss Jim Kilray. He was a good worker in spite of his hot temper. He always worked out.
Everyone!
What's the matter with him?
It's a jailbreak. I saw it. Someone broke Kilray out of jail.
Call the sheriff. Get a posse.
I think they were going to Crichton's cave. I heard part of the talk.
Crichton's cave?
Jim Brandt said he found new clues. Where the real murderer got Peterson.
Dan's announcement brought a rush of men from the cafe. Some hurried to the jail, others to the horses. In a few minutes, fully half the town was on the way to Croydon's cave, hoping to recapture the condemned man. The Lone Ranger and Kilray were nowhere near the cave. They bent close to the ground near a huge rock, as if they were looking for signs in the moonlight.
You see, Jim, we found tracks here. Two men waylaid a third.
And you think this is where Peterson was killed?
Yes.
Well, doggone it, I know of three men that had reason to kill him. Oh, if we can only get proof.
Perhaps we will.
I don't see any tracks.
Well, there are none. The rain washed them away. But you see, Dan Reed let it be known that I had found new clues near the place where the real murderer got Peterson.
Meaning here?
We'll soon know. Peterson was killed here. The murderer and the man who helped him are the only ones who know it. I think that...
What's the matter?
Someone is creeping up on us.
Yeah?
Hold it, Jim. Keep studying the ground.
What if he takes a shot at us?
He tries it. He...
Oh! We got him! We drilled him!
My shoulder!
Now grab the critter!
Got him!
Jake Peasley!
Him creep up with gun. Sheriff, shoot him.
Good work, Sheriff.
Peasley, this is a surprise. So you're the one that murdered Peterson.
Sheriff, let me explain. Yeah.
When you heard there were clues at the scene of the crime, you didn't go to the cave. You came here. Well, by thunder, there'll be a new trial.
I did it.
I knew of a lot of people that wanted to get Peterson, but I didn't know you had anything against him.
There was someone with you, Paisley. Who helped
Sheriff?
You?
Sheriff, listen to me. I'll talk. I did it alone. The fellow with me didn't have a hand in it.
I'll bet it was your son, Matt.
Was it your son that was with you?
The lazy good-for-nothing. Yes, it was. But he didn't have a hand in it.
Why'd you do it? What you have against Peterson?
Nothing, Sheriff. It wasn't Peterson I wanted out of the way. It was Jim Kilray.
Oh, me? What did I ever do to you?
I might as well tell it all. You'll learn it anyway.
Talk fast.
Kilray's father and I sold some gold land and got a pile of cash. We decided to put it aside for our sons. A lawyer has the cash and instructions.
Go on.
Well, Jim, when you and Matt get to be 21, the cash is to be turned over to you. But if one of you is dead, the survivor gets it all.
So you framed me for murder to get rid of me.
I spent years thinking of a way to do it.
Oh, why didn't you just kill me instead of Peterson?
The lawyer would have learned about your death. He'd have stepped forward with a motive. I couldn't do it that way.
Well, of all the ornery schemes.
Matt didn't have a hand in it, Sheriff. I done it for him. He ain't no good, but he's my son. I'm responsible for him.
You can tell the rest to a jury.
They can't hang Matt, can they, Sheriff?
The jury will decide that.
They can't do it. Kilray's got 12 notches in his gun, and he didn't even go to jail.
13 notches, Peasley.
I ain't counting that last one. You didn't shoot no one for that notch.
Maybe them first 12 notches don't mean no more than the 13th. Now get your horse and start for town.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, wait, don't go away. I want to speak to you.
Hold it at the 13th, Doc.
There won't be a 14th. I'm going back home.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, scout.
Come on, Silver. Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.